Okay, so like we've all been there, right? You're trying to find a business, maybe check their hours, see what their website looks like, and what do? You Google it.
It's second nature now.
Totally. And that, my friend, is your Google business profile hard at work. But today, we're not just talking about having
Oh
one.
no, we're going way deeper.
You're gonna make yours the star of the show, so get ready to dive deep as we unpack Mastering Google Business Profile Optimization by Chandler.
Brand new, by the way, just came out October 23rd, 2024.
Fresh insights. And you know, I love to geek out on this stuff. So, what really jumped out at me is how Chandler nails the why. Why this even matters. Because it's not just about being on Google.
It's about being found. Think about it like this. Imagine you walk into a store, right? But it's a mess. Clothes everywhere, no prices, can't find anyone to help
Oh,
you.
I'd be out of there so fast.
Exactly. And that's what a neglected Google business profile is like. It's your digital storefront.
And if it's a mess, no one's sticking around to become a customer.
They're hitting that back button faster than you can say algorithm. And speaking of algorithms,
Ooh, things are about to get technical. I can feel it.
Chandler dives into this whole concept of semantic SEO, which sounds fancy,
It does sound kind of intimidating.
but it's actually pretty cool. It's about thinking beyond those basic keywords and really getting inside the mind of the person searching. Imagine someone needs a dog groomer, but not just any groomer. They need someone who specializes in doodles.
Because doodle hair is a whole other beast, trust me.
Right, so they might search for something super specific like doodle grooming near me or best groomer for curly haired dogs.
That's like they're reading my mind. That's exactly how I'd search for that.
And that's the power of semantic SEO. Your profile needs to reflect those nuances to show up in those hyper specific searches.
Okay, so how do we actually do that? Give us the goods.
Chandler breaks it down into a really actionable checklist, but one of the biggest takeaways and something that trips people up all the time is NAP consistency.
NAP consistency, lay it on me.
This is huge. NAP stands for name, address, phone number.
Okay, got it. The basics.
And it needs to be identical across the board. Your website, social media, online directories, everywhere your business lives online.
Wait, so even a slight variation like street versus saint matters.
It makes a difference. To Google, inconsistency throws up a red flag. It's like Google saying, are these the same business? I can't tell. So I'm going to play it safe and show a different one.
Okay, you've officially made me terrified of typos.
Don't worry, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of all of that. But for now, just remember, consistency is key.
Got it. Consistency is key. What else we got?
Let's talk visuals. Because in the world of Google business profiles, high-quality photos and videos are no longer optional. They are a must-have. But it's not just about looking pretty.
I thought we were going for aesthetically pleasing.
It's about strategic showcasing. Think about it. If you were searching for a bakery, what would you want to see?
Oh, man. Close-ups of delicious pastries for sure.
Exactly. Give them the ambiance. Show off those mouth-watering products, the smiling faces behind the counter.
You're speaking my language.
Give people a feel for your business because those visuals, they can be the difference between someone scrolling by and thinking, okay, this place looks amazing. I need to check it out.
All right, so we've got our storefront looking sharp, and now I'm craving a croissant, thanks to you. But how do we turn those looky-lookers into actual paying customers? We'll get into that and more right after this. All right, so we've got our Google business profile looking like $1 million, but how do we actually get those customers clicking, calling, and spending some cash?
That, my friend, is where engagement comes in.
Engagement. Like we're not just talking about likes and follows, are we?
Nope. Think of your Google business profile as a conversation starter, not just a pretty face in the digital crowd.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
You've got reviews, you've got the Q&A section. It's all about interacting and building trust.
You know, it's funny you say that because I don't think I've ever actually used the Q&A section on a Google business profile.
You're missing out. Seriously, though, think about the last time you were on the fence about something. Maybe a restaurant with iffy reviews or a product with some questionable features.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
That Q&A section could have been the thing that pushed you over the edge, you know?
All right, you've convinced me. From now on, I'm checking the Q&A. But what about those reviews? Those can be a mixed bag, to say the
Oh,
least.
absolutely. But here's the thing, reviews are gold, even the not so glowing ones.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying there's value in negative reviews.
Absolutely. Chandler really emphasizes responding to reviews thoughtfully, especially the negative ones,
Interesting.
because it shows you're listening, you care, and you're willing to address concerns head on.
It's like saying, hey, we hear you, we see you, and we're working on it.
Exactly. It humanizes your business in a way that just putting up a polished profile can't do. Shows you're invested in the customer experience.
Okay, I'm sold. Respond to all the reviews, good and bad. What else we got? What's Chandler's secret sauce for really making a Google business profile stand out?
All right, buckle up, because this is where things get really good.
Hit me.
Chandler's all about leveraging these Google business profile features that most people don't even know exist.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Attributes, my friend. Attributes. Think about what makes your business unique, right?
Okay, yeah, every business has something special.
Exactly. Are you woman-owned? Got outdoor seating? Except Apple Pay. All those little details can be added as attributes on your profile.
Oh, you mean like those little icons and tags?
Exactly.
Okay.
And they might seem small, but yeah, they can be the difference between someone choosing you over a competitor because you offer that one specific thing they need.
It's like when you're booking a hotel and you're using those filters.
Yes.
Tet-friendly, pool, free breakfast music to my ears.
There you go. It's about making it crystal clear to those potential customers why your business is the perfect fit.
Okay. My Google business profile to-do list is a mile long, but I'm feeling good. But, you know, there's always that little voice in the back of my head saying, what if Google changes everything tomorrow?
Happens all the time.
Right. So frustrating.
Well, the good news is Chandler's all about staying ahead of the curve and doesn't have to be overwhelming.
Okay, because I was about to say, how do you keep up with Google?
Pay that.
Data.
Chandler's a big advocate for letting data guide your decisions.
So it's not just about like trying everything and hoping something sticks.
Not at all. We're going full on data detective here. This is where your Google business profile insights become your new best friend.
Ooh, insights. Okay, tell me more.
They're right there in your profile, and they tell you exactly how people are finding and interacting with your business online. How many views are you getting? Are people clipping through to your website? Calling your business, even getting directions from Google Maps.
Wow. It's like you can actually see what's working and what's not. That's amazing.
Exactly. You can pinpoint those keywords that are driving traffic, which photos are getting the most clicks, even what time of day people are calling you.
It's like having a roadmap to Google business profile success.
Exactly.
Okay, gotta love a good roadmap. So this isn't a set it and forget it kind of deal, huh?
No way. This is an ongoing relationship. You've got to be checking those insights regularly, fine-tuning your profile, trying some new things based on what you learn.
It's a process.
It is, but it's so worth it when you start seeing those results.
Okay, so true. Well, I think we've covered a ton of ground today, from the importance of NLP consistency to those hidden attribute gems.
Don't underestimate the power of the detail.
Curiously.
Yeah.
But now I'm curious, thinking back on everything we talked about today, I want to put you on the spot here. When you're searching for a business online, what makes you click on one profile over another?
Ooh, good question.
What are you looking for as a consumer?
You know, it's funny because I was just searching for, I think it was a new coffee shop the other day, and I actually skipped right over the one with the super sleek, like professional looking photos.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't have a menu posted. And for me, like, I need to see that menu.
It's true. Sometimes it's those little things.
Exactly. So I went with the one that had, you know, a few more photos that were more, I guess, authentic to the vibe of the place. They had a menu posted in the photos, even though it wasn't like this beautifully designed thing. I could actually see what they offered. And I was sold.
It's so easy to get caught up in making our profiles look a certain way that we forget about those really practical things that people are looking for.
Yes. It all comes back to those customer needs.
So well said. All right, everyone listening, go forth and optimize. And in the meantime, think about what you look for as a customer. It might surprise you. Until next time, happy optimizing, everyone.